You're listening to SBS News.
Marking World Refugee Day makes Syrian refugee Renita Darcho reflect on her new life in Australia. The 27-year-old fled Syria's civil war in 2015 and now lives in Sydney.
It wasn't an option for us to choose the people's side, to choose that we're going to actually defend the people and defend the people's freedom. So we were against the regime, and this actually, the regime started to harass my family. So it was the point that we have to leave.
4 years on, Ms. Darcho is studying business and works full-time. She's also an ambassador for Refugee Week and wants to push this year's theme, labelled With Refugees, encouraging better engagement with newly settled migrants.
I have to give back to the community, and I feel like they gave me safe place to stay, and they saved me and my family and other refugees, so I have to give back. And all those myths that people say, like refugees, they don't like to work or study, it's look at us, look at other success stories.
It's a similar message from Ethiopian refugee Misra Ibrahim, who fled the country in 2015 after years of abuse from her own family.
Refugees face a lot of discrimination and like a xenophobia because of our background. People assume that we're criminals or like we're not gonna do any good for the society, but that's not true. A lot of, like, if we look at the statistics, like majority of humanitarians and refugees, they don't commit crimes. They just live a peaceful life.
Refugee groups are also using the occasion to call on the Australian government to rethink its offshore refugee policy. Australia has been the target of criticism by the United Nations for its offshore processing and boat turnback policy. Paul Power from the Refugee Council of Australia says it's an opportune time to discuss a change.
The international message that Australia has sent about the harsh treatment of asylum seekers is being much more widely heard. Then the fact that the country has played a significant role in welcoming hundreds of thousands of refugees, and that Australia has actually matured into a quite diverse and relatively inclusive society.
Professor Jane McAdam from the Caldor Centre for International Refugee Law agrees.
I think it's really important that people reflect on the fact that in different circumstances, they too could be people fleeing for their lives and safety. What we also need to remember is that a successful refugee policy not only manages borders, but that it actually provides people in need with protection, safety and a future.
The annual humanitarian intake is currently at 18,750 every year. Professor McAdam believes there needs to be a drastic change to policy in Australia.
We're calling for a more humane, compassionate but also legal approach to the protection of refugees and people seeking asylum. For many decades, Australia was a world leader on refugee protection, but in the last 25 years, we've lost our way.
International Refugee Week runs until the 22nd of June.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.